No, the title is not clickbait. However, I did do a little trick where I got one of one of the last word to be colored white, so it doesn't show up. This also flips to people who use dark mode on their computers or phones or whatever to for it to be black, so it's invisible. And that word is temporarily. So now you're thinking, like, you've gone on breaks before, undisclosed. It's never been a big deal, been a couple weeks. Why announce this one? Because this one's not going to be a couple weeks. It's going to be a couple months. I'm not happy about it. But I'm going to be talking about a lot of stuff today, stuff that I didn't want to bring up for privacy reasons and personal reasons, but I'm saying screw that. And basically, going to give you an estimated time of when we can return and what we're going to return with, because it's not going to be the same. So let's start from the beginning. So in the beginning, there was Serif.io Essentials, which no one remembers. RIP. I got bored of that, switched to Animosity, started with Miraculous Ladybug with Rohan. And we had fun. We had a lot of fun with it. We're having fun making jokes. Like we hit our prime. Me and him, we hit our prime with that series when around the New York special. Being able to get that out same day as the New York special's worldwide premiere, that was definitely one of our best moments. And then things started to decline a lot. Behind the scenes a lot more. Basically what would happen is I would send him we would discuss a topic. I'd send him a few reminders of when we're going to record and when it would come time. This does not pick up phone calls. He doesn't answer text messages for a few days, and by that point it's too late. We're already at a point where we can't record because we both have school stuff we need to do, and it just doesn't end up happening. So then eventually we make plans, they always fall through, and I get mad. I think that's pretty fair, considering I'm always the one who's there, and he's always the one that's just blowing me off or something. And there's never been a reason given. A reason was given that I am going to keep personal, and I am going to keep private because that's not my place to tell. But it's a valid reason, and that valid reason is not going to change anytime soon. So basically, we decided that it would be best to take a very long break from Miraculous, if Miraculous will even come back at all. And without Miraculous, there's no series to upload. And that sucks, honestly. I love doing this. This is my job, technically. This is how I make a living, even though I don't need to right now. This is just one of my favorite things to do is research and recordings and having fun. And that there's not a guaranteed, this is not a guaranteed future. It could very easily just not happen. I could be done for good. I can't figure it out because all the factors that come into us continuing are things that are out of my control. So I can't really guarantee we're going to come back at any point, but I'm going to try my hardest and we will see what happens. One thing I am happy is that the podcast as a whole hit its prime right before things went straight shot downhill and to the point we are now. Our prime, I think no one can deny it. Our prime was getting to collaborate with Cartoon Apocalypse. That was one of the best things we've ever done. And I am so happy we were able to get to do that. I'm also happy for the collab that we did on Stay Tuned with Miraculous Ladybugs podcast. That was a lot of fun as well. I'm glad I got to meet these people, make friends in the community, and I'm glad that I got to either appear on their shows or have them appear on mine. And I can't thank them enough for their appearances or my appearance. And I hope that we can continue being friends, even though I no longer really am gonna have a place in this community anymore, or at least not a guaranteed one. So I'm doing this entire thing unscripted, so that probably wasn't a smart idea. So what is next? Well, we already were gonna be taking the summer off because I have summer obligations I can't change. And also, we want to enjoy our free time, not spend it working. So we already agreed summer would be iffy. We'd get some podcasts out, but like probably one every few weeks when I had the ability to record. Complicated story. So that was already kind of, we already talked that over. Hadn't made the public announcement yet because it's wouldn't be starting until like July. So that was, we were already going to be taking a lot of time off then. I just didn't expect, we just also decided to take the month of May off to try and let things cool down because we had a fight right after the Cartoon Apocalypse recording. We had a big fight and we got one episode done after that. And then we're like, we're taking the month of May off. We need it. We come back June. We try really hard in June and then have July and August be a lot more laid back. That was kind of our plan. Or at least that was our plan to my knowledge with him. I don't know because he never follows the simplest plan. He can't do it to save his goddamn life, but whatever. And the, well, that was what I was banking on. That is what I was going on with. And that is not going to be happening. We're just gonna, if I had to project when we're gonna come back and be back, I'd have to say September, October, as much as I don't like saying that. I have an idea. I've so it's if anyone's following my Twitter, it's that I've gone into a full She-Ra phase, and I'm not ashamed of it either. I love that show. I think anyone that watched that show likes that show, unless though, except for that one old guy that was didn't like She-Ra because Adora didn't have better wording. Didn't like She-Ra because Adora had a flat chest. Like, I don't know why that matters to you, but whatever. Like, I love that show, and I've been pushing that show to my friends to watch more than I ever pushed Steven Universe, honestly. Probably because most of my friends had already seen Steven Universe or had watched Steven Universe and didn't like Steven Universe, but whatever. So, if we had to come back, it would probably be with She-Ra, which I know that that show celebrated its this the anniversary of season 5 premiering, which is was the final season. Was 1 year ago on May 15th. So that show's very old. So, no, not very old, kind of old, whatever. I mean, like, I this is why we have outlines and scripts for things. Ugh. Like, we probably will be coming back with that with an entirely new co-host who I'd have to find. I already have some ideas, but I don't know if they'd be down for it. So, that's really the plan. I don't know if I'll ever record with Rohan again. I don't, right, like right now, me and Rohan are not friends. We're not in a good place because we had very adult discussion and it didn't exactly go as planned for either of us, and we are kind of not speaking anymore. So, I don't know how this how it's going to continue. So oh, I mean if you want to it's okay if you guys want to stop listening to us now because we're not going to be covering Rackus anymore. That's our biggest series. I've already kind of talked about this that I want to start shifting away while keeping Rackus. Now we're going to be shifting away and not keeping Rackus, which is going to do a hit on our numbers and like fans. I mean all three of you out there, but like it's going to suck, but it's not really my choice anymore because the one person who watched Rackus and actually liked it that I know is we're not talking anymore. So I'm screwed, honestly. I don't know what to do. And I really am so sorry that things had to end like this without a proper conclusion, but I'm not in a good headspace right now. And I this is really just something I thought of doing last minute instead of just mysteriously vanishing. I probably like I was mysteriously vanishing for like a few months. I'd let you guys know what's going on. And give an estimated time of return, which is September, October, hopefully. And I mean, so now you're probably wondering, will Miraculous ever come back? I really want it to. And I know that when we do come back, we're gonna have all season 4 to talk about. Along with that, there's lots of new cartoon stuff happening. I know the Owl House is getting its second season starting in June, and the third season is already confirmed. So that's definitely a good show to watch right now. Amphibia is having its True Colors premiere, even though I already know where to get True Colors. It's already out there, but apparently it's having its premiere later. So I don't watch Amphibia. I don't know that. But Amphibious, I've heard, is pretty good. Infinity Train got canceled, which actually got Infinity, hashtag Save Infinity Train, I think number two trending on Twitter when it happened. So it says a lot. So Infinity Train's pretty good. I haven't seen it. Watch She-Ra if you haven't. That's pretty given. I mean, Central Park is getting its second season, God forbid. There's lots of stuff happening. So I'm really hoping that we will be able to do something. It's just probably not going to be anything we've done before. As much as I would love to continue Transformers Prime or Steven Universe, I don't think that's going to be possible right now. As if it ever was possible. And I mean, well, we're most likely going to be continuing with She-Ra. So if you don't like that, I'm sorry. We'll be back with Miraculous, hopefully, eventually. But anyone, I don't know what. Oh, that's power tools. Thank you, neighbors. Jesus. Is anyone that likes She-Ra will have something, hopefully, eventually? And anyone that likes Miraculous will have something, hopefully, eventually. But for now, we are going to be taking a very, very long break, and I hope you guys will stick with us throughout it, just knowing there's not going to be any content. I'm still going to be active on Twitter. I'm always active on Twitter. In fact, if you're interested in She-Ra and the Princesses of Power, then I've actually worked and completed a Captra quote bot, which means that I'm running it because I don't know how to code, at least with Java. I know how to code with a few other things, but not Java or Unity or anything like that. So yes, it's literally at CaptraBot1 because someone took CaptraBot. Damn them. But so you can follow that for random Captra quotes whenever the hell I feel like it. I'm also going to be probably making a Scorpio one too, probably maybe an Entrapta one. For those two, it's going to depend if there are enough quotes for there to be enough of a variety for Catra. I had 2.5 pages. And as for like an Adorabot, one already exists, not run by me. But, you know, definitely going to be, Twitter's going to be now be my number one platform that I'm going to be active on instead of this being it. So, neighbors, you're going to need to stop. My God. So yeah, follow me on Twitter at jackpot4484 or at catcherbot1 if you want to see random catcher quotes. And yeah, I will see you guys eventually. I don't know when that's going to be, but it will be eventually. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us throughout all of this, throughout everything, for being with us. It'll be 1 year when the podcast started. At the end of, and like, actually, I think in like a few days. Do I have it in? I don't have it. I think it's May 25th. Is the podcast's 1 year anniversary? And we're not gonna, I hope that would have had a celebration, but like, I can't have one because there's no longer going to really be a podcast. So another thing I've been thinking about is that I've thought about changing podcasts completely, no longer doing Animosity and doing something else. It's like the sort of that IO essential switch, except this time I'm going to be keeping Animosity up just for people that want it. I really don't know. Like, I would thought I would have a podcast that would basically be talking about podcasting or like having on other podcasters and talking with them about their experiences and their advice to people that want to start podcast. And I thought about doing that, and I will let you guys, that'll be an announcement both here and on Twitter, but on Twitter first. So if that was going to happen, it would not be for a long time, but for now, thank you guys for listening to Animosity, where you watch shows so you don't have to. My name is Jacob, and I have had an amazing time being your main host. But for now, I'm signing off, and I don't know when I'm going to be able to be signing back on. So thank you guys so much for even if you just listened to one episode. It was an amazing, fun ride to be a part of, and I'm sad to see it go, but we will be back with something eventually. I don't know when that's going to be, but it will be sometime, and I am dragging this on longer than I need to, so I'm for real this time. Thank you guys so much for tuning into even just one episode, whether it be this one or whether it be like a Central Park one from like a year ago. Like, thank you guys so much, so much for all the milestones we've hit. Thank you to Shiloh and Cartoon Apocalypse for having us go on their shows or them come on ours, and we will see you sometime. Bye.